Leviticus chapter 20. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Thou shalt say also to the children of Israel, every one of the children of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel, that giveth of his seed unto Molech, shall certainly be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech, so as to make my sanctuary unclean, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from that man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, that they kill him not, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech, from among their people. And the soul that turneth unto necromancers, and unto soothsayers, to go a-whoring after them, I will set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Verse 7. Hallow yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am Jehovah your God. And ye shall observe my statutes, and do them. I am Jehovah who hallow you. Whatever man revileth his father and his mother shall certainly be put to death. He hath reviled his father and his mother. His blood is upon him. And a man that committeth adultery with a man's wife, who committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall certainly be put to death. And a man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall certainly be put to death. Their blood is upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall certainly be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood is upon them. And if a man lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall certainly be put to death. Their blood is upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is infamy. They shall burn him and them with fire, that there be no infamy among you. And if a man lie with a beast for copulation, he shall certainly be put to death, and ye shall kill the beast. And if a woman approacheth unto any beast to gender therewith, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall certainly be put to death. Their blood is upon them. And if a man take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, that is a disgrace, and they shall be cut off before the eyes of the children of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman in her infirmity, and uncover her nakedness, her flux doth he lay bare, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And the nakedness of thy mother's sister and of thy father's sister shalt thou not uncover. For he hath laid naked his near relation, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man lie with his aunt, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness, their sin shall they bear. They shall die childless. And if a man take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. And ye shall observe all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein vomit you not out. And ye shall not walk in the customs of the nation which I am casting out before you. For all these things have they done, and they became an abomination to me. And I have said unto you, ye shall possess their land, and I will give it to you for a possession, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Jehovah your God, who have separated you from the peoples. And ye shall make a separation between the clean beast and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean. And ye shall not make yourselves an abomination by beast, or by fowl, or by anything that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated for you, declaring it as unclean. Verse 26. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, Jehovah, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples to be mine. And if there be a man or a woman in whom is a spirit of python or of divination, they shall certainly be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood is upon them.